Greg, coming up here in early June, a series of compliance meetings scheduled for CFO and CAFO operators in Indiana. Tell me more about the meetings and why they're being held.
Well, as I hope we all know in the livestock industry in Indiana, we are coming up on the implementation date of the new rules for Indiana's livestock, permitted livestock operations. And along with the law, of the statute, of the rule, comes how do we accomplish, how do we meet that compliance? So that it comes through to us in the form of a guidance document. And the guidance document basically says what things you must do in order to conform to the law that will become effective July 1st. So essentially, Indiana Farm Bureau, in cooperation with all the other ag organizations and state government and Purdue University, are putting together a series of what we call rural compliance meetings in Indiana in the month of June, four different meetings located around the state, where we take experts from the commodity organizations and kind of talk through the individual pieces of these compliance obligations to help producers better understand how that affects them and how they can be in compliance.
Greg, are we talking about significant changes?
For the most part, no. Actually, if we look at the implementation of the new rule, for the most part, it changes the way we view CAFOs and CFOs. Rather, it lumps them into actually CFO status unless they are individual permits. But primarily, it's a bit of a ratcheting up of the compliance obligation of the CFOs, what we have known traditionally as approximately the 1,200 CFOs in Indiana. So their level of compliance is raising a little closer to the expectations that are currently under the current law being expected of CAFOs.
Now, Greg, did I understand that livestock producers would have an option if they can't get to one of the meetings to connect another way?
We are in the process. Obviously, this has been a fairly compressed timeline, and making all the arrangements relative to the guidance document has been a challenge for us. But yes, we do have meetings scheduled on June 5th, June 19th, June 26th, and June 28th. Now, these are live sites where producers can come and attend the live presentation of the information. These sites will also be broadcast over Adobe Connect to participating extension offices around Indiana. So we encourage producers to call their extension office and see if they are in a position. We know this is getting into fair season and such, but if they are in a position to host the Adobe Connect, they can actually go to their closest extension office, perhaps, and participate interactively with the presenters at the four locations around, or actually three locations around Indiana. One of them will not have a live connection.
Greg, is there some place that producers can go to get more details about the meeting sites and times and everything?
Yes, that's posted on Indiana's Farm Bureau's website and probably your commodity organization's website also. Producers will all have received a card. If they have not received one already, they will be receiving one in the next day or two. That also outlines where they can go for additional information.
Just thinking here, there are some livestock producers in Ohio that have facilities in Indiana, so this might be something they'll want to take in as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. As we know, some of the rules as they apply in Indiana affect those it's actually where the animals are located, so the ownership is a moot issue. So you're absolutely right. They might be, and they should be receiving a card if they are a contact of record for the IDEM permits in Indiana.
Greg, anything else about the compliance meetings that you'd like to mention?
Well, it's important to make sure that we know what's expected of us in this livestock industry under these new rules. We don't, this is the first rule change we've gone through since, I believe, 2002. So culturally, this has got to be something that we're going to have to put on our radar screen again. We understand that traditionally, producers, particularly the CFO level producers, think about rural compliance every 5 years when they have to renew their. And I don't think about rural compliance; they think about renewing and being familiar with all the intricacies of the rule as they reapply for their permit. And this is one of those moments in time where we really do need to be paying attention to make sure that we are in compliance in the light of the environment we're operating in today.